Today we're doing Dav Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, but we left off on the bottom of Dav Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph at the word Michti. Rabbi Yishmael was the one who formulated the rule that whenever the Torah uses the word Moshav, it teaches me La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Whenever the Torah uses the word Moshav, it teaches me that this halacha the Torah is about to tell you applies only after we conquer and settle the land of Israel. So says the Gemara, Michti. Two lines from the bottom, last one line. Michti. Let's take a closer look at Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael Ahecha Ka'i. Which pasuk does Rabbi Yishmael use as the basis of his rule? What's his starting point? Where does he start to discover that the word Moshav applies? The word Moshav means only La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Ahecha Kaya, on which halacha, on which pasuk is he talking about? Anisachim. He's talking about the pasuk that teaches us about bringing Nisachim. Nisachim is an important concept. What are Nisachim? The libations you bring on the Mizbeach. Wine, oil, flour. These are Nisachim. So he was talking about the halachas of Nisachim. But how can you derive from the pasuk about Nisachim that the word Moshav means La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva B'Nisachim Bia'u Moshav Ksiv Bahu? By Nisachim it doesn't just use the word Moshav, it also uses the term Bia, not Bia in the sense of marital relations, Bia in the terms of coming into the land of Israel, arriving in the land of Israel. So the Torah, when it talks about Nisachim, doesn't only say Moshav. It also says, Kisavou, when you come, when you enter the land of Israel. Maybe it's only when it says Bia and Moshav that it means this halacha applies after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Maybe if it just says Moshav, we cannot necessarily derive a rule that it applies after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. So this is Akasha. How could Rabbi Shmuel derive from Nisachim, that whenever the word Moshav appears, it means Lachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. By Nisachim, it doesn't just say Moshav, what else does it say?
Bia.
Yeah. So question marks. So answers Gemara, Hachi Ka'amar. This is what Rabbi Shmuel means to say. L'lamed shakal makom shenemar Bia u Moshav. Einu el Lachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. That Rabbi Shmuel really meant to say that only if it says Bia and Moshav does the Torah mean that the halacha is going to apply after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Rabbi Yishmael meant in the Braisa. Meaning, we're changing Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael never derived from Nisachim that when it says Moshav, it means Achra Yerusha V'Yeshiva. What rule did he derive from Nisachim? That when it says both Bia and Moshav, it only means Achra Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Says Gemara, that's nice that you want to change Rabbi Shmuel that way, but remember when Rabbi Shmuel's opinion was brought in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva attacked Rabbi Shmuel. And the way Rabbi Akiva attacked Rabbi Shmuel is, Rabbi Shmuel, how can you say that whenever the word Moshav appears, it means La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva, and it only applies in Israel? By Shabbos it uses the word Moshav. And where do we observe Shabbos?
Everywhere.
And when do we observe Shabbos? Always, every 7 days, wherever you are and whenever you live. So how can you say that the word Moshav, Rabbi Akiva attacked Rabbi Yishmael, how can you say the word Moshav means La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva, the word Moshav appears by Shabbos? But now that we changed Rabbi Yishmael never said that the word Moshav means La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. What did Rabbi Yishmael say? Bia and Moshav means Lachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. So what should Rabbi Shmuel answer right back to Rabbi Akiva when Rabbi Akiva starts talking with Shabbos? It doesn't say Bia over there. But that's not how Rabbi Shmuel answers Rabbi Akiva's attack. He has a different answer to Rabbi Akiva's attack. So you change Rabbi Shmuel, the rest of the conversation doesn't make sense. Ihachi, if that's really true, if you're going to change Rabbi Shmuel, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, remember what Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shmuel? He said, Harei Shabbos Shenamar B'Moshavos. It says Moshav by Shabbos. And Rabbi Yishmael's response was, Va'amalei, Rabbi Yishmael's response to him was, Shabbos kal v'chomer hi. That Shabbos, we know, applies everywhere in all times because of a kal v'chomer. Well, instead of answering that Shabbos is a kal v'chomer, namely, let Rabbi Yishmael say to Rabbi Akiva the more obvious answer, which is what? It doesn't say Bia, Ana Bia u Moshav ka'amina. I only meant that when it says both Bia and Moshav, it's Lachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. So, if we're going to change Rabbi Shmuel, how do you explain the rest of the conversation? Answers the Gemara, Chada Va'od Ka'amar Lei. what Rabbi Shmuel responded to Rabbi Akiva was really two answers to Rabbi Akiva. It was Chada, one answer, Va'od, plus another answer, Ka'amalei, he said to him. Chada, first of all, Rabbi Shmuel says, Da'ana biya u'moshav kamina. The first and most obvious, easiest answer to your question, Rabbi Akiva, is that by Shabbos, it only says Moshav, and I said this rule only when it says both Bia and Moshav. Va'od, and furthermore, de ka'amrit, hare Shabbos, shenamra bo Moshavos, that which you're hacking me about Shabbos, that it says Moshavos, Shabbos kal v'chomer hi. Anyway, Shabbos is only, we learn it from a kal v'chomer that it applies everywhere. So that's Rabbi Yishmael's true response. Asks the Gemara, b'may kamiflagi, what are Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva really arguing about over here? What is the basis of their dispute as to whether Nisachim, whether the Pasuk by Nisachim teaches us only la'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva, or whether these things apply everywhere? So answers the Gemara very simply. V'kirvu Nisachim b'midbar kamiflagi. They're actually arguing about whether the Jewish people brought Nisachim in the Midbar. Rabbi Yishmael Savar lo kirvu Nisachim b'midbar. Rabbi Shmuel said they weren't bringing the Sachem in the Midbar, and therefore, when the Torah says Moshav, it's telling you when to start bringing the Sachem. That you only start bringing the Sachem when? After Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Rabbi Akiva Savar Kirvu Nisachem b'Midbar. And Rabbi Akiva holds, they did bring the Sachem in the Midbar. So Moshav can't be telling me when to start bringing the Sachem, they were already bringing the Sachem. Right? So that's why Rabbi Akiva will say Moshav must mean B'kol Moshav Sechem, wherever you are. Amar Abaye, before that, okay, so main point number one, since Rabbi Yishmael holds we didn't bring the Sachem in the Midbar, he learns that whenever Bia and Moshav appear, it teaches La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. It teaches that these halachas only apply after we inherit the land. So again, since Rabbi Yishmael holds that we didn't bring the Sachem in the Midbar, that's why he says that whenever the words Bia and Moshav appear, like it does by Nesachim, it teaches us that these halachas only begin once we conquer the land. Okay, we'll go over it again afterwards. Says the Gemara further now. Amar Abaye, Hai Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Mapik Mi'idach Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael. This teaching from Rabbi Shmuel's base medrash seems to go against another teaching from Rabbi Shmuel's base medrash. Meaning, what rule did we just say from Rabbi Shmuel? That whenever the Torah uses the terms Bia and Moshav, that's when it teaches us that it applies to Achri Yerusha V'Yeshiva. That seems to go against another Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, because there's another teaching from the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, Hol V'Nemru Bios Betorestam. Since the Torah uses the term Bia all the time. Upirit l'cha kasav be'echad mehen la'achar Yerusha v'Yeshiva. And in one case, when it talks about appointing a king, the Torah uses the word Bia and very explicitly says that it's only going to apply after Yerusha and Yeshiva. Avkol la'achar Yerusha v'Yeshiva. That teaches that everywhere the Torah uses just the word Bia, it means Le'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Why is that a stira? Because we learned from Rabbi Shmuel that it needs to say both Bia and Moshav. And here's the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel that learns from Melech that even if it just says Bia, that's Le'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. V'idach, the other Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel would say, no, we can't learn from Melech. Mishum dava Melech ubikurim shneik suv mabam ke'achad. Because there are two cases where the Torah uses the word Bia, and it's explicitly L'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. It's not just one. It's two cases. It's Melech and Bikurim. What are Bikurim? The first fruits that you bring to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash. So it's two places that it says that. And what do we know when the Torah says something in two places? We can't learn from there. That's Shnei Ksuv Naban Keachad. V'kol Shnei Ksuv Naban Keachad Eim Melamdin. So you cannot derive from those Pesukim. The Idach and the other teaching of the other guy would say, the other time the Rabbi Shmuel would say, that it's not Shnei Ksuv Naban Keachad, because as long as I could not have learned one from the other, Melech from Bikurim or Bikurim from Melech, you can't call it Shnei Ksuv Naban Keachad. Tzrichi, we need both of them. Dikas Rachmana Melech, had the Torah only told me about Melech, below Kasav Bikurim, and it would have not said Bikurim, have Minu Bikurim to Kamishani, Lialter. I would think Bikurim, which you get Hana'a from, should have to apply right away. Vikas of Bikurim, if it only would have said Bikurim, Velokas of Melech, and didn't say Melech, Havamina Melech de Darko Lichbosh, the altar. I would have thought that, how do you conquer? You conquer when you have a king. So that has to happen right away. So that's why I need both of those psukim. V'idach, and the other Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, would say, no, Nichtov Rachmanim Melech v'lo bayi Bikurim. It could have just written Melech. It didn't have to write Bikurim. V'anamina, and I would have figured out on my own. Ma Melech de Lichbosh. La'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva. If a king who's there to conquer, still we're going to say that you don't appoint a king until after you're done conquering, even though it's so logical to have appointed him when? Beforehand. Bikurim lo kol shkein. So all the more so that Bikurim you shouldn't do until after you're done conquering. And that's why it's extra. So these are shnei k'suvin aban k'achad. V'idach, and the other time of the Bein Rabbi Shmuel would say, ikas of hachi, if it only would have written about Melech, hava mina mida da hava achala. I would have thought that we should compare it to chala. That chala happens right away as soon as we came into Eretz Yisrael. So I would have thought that we should compare everything else to chala. Come Ashmalan. That's why it comes to tell me that no, we don't compare it to chala, that Bikurim is not like chala, Bikurim is more like Melech, that it has to apply only after Yerusha v'Yeshiva, period. Main point number two. Machlokas between two Tana Debei Rabbi Ishmael. Whether the word Bia alone means Lach Yerusha v'Yeshiva, or only Moshav and Bia. Whether the word Bia alone teaches us Lach Yerusha v'Yeshiva, like by Melech and Bikurim, or no, only when you have both Moshav and Bia. And Melech and Bikurim are exceptions. Next, now comes the easiest part of the Amud. Once we have our rule that a Chovas Haguf applies everywhere, what's a Chovas Haguf? Obligation on your body. Things that you have to personally do. We know the rule is those things apply everywhere. Moshav de Kosav Rachmana Gabe Shabbos Lamali. Then why does the Torah use the word Moshav by Shabbos? Meaning if Shabbos applies everywhere, why does it have to tell me the word Moshav by Shabbos? Answer the Gemara, Itzrich. We need it, because Salka Daita Chamina. How will be in Yana de Moados Ksiva? I might have thought that since Shabbos is written together with the Moados, with the Yom Tovim, Tibai Kiddush Ki Moados, that it should require Kiddush like Moados. Kiddush over here doesn't mean saying Kiddush. It means based in being Mekadesh at each time. How does the Yantif become Yantif? Based in his Mekadesh, the Chodesh, and makes it a Yantif. So I might have thought that's how Shabbos has to happen also, that it doesn't just happen on its own. Come Ashmalan. That's what the word Moshev teaches me by Shabbos. Second question. Moshev de Kasarachman Agabe Chelev Adam Lamali. Why does it say the word Moshev by the Yisra of eating Chelev and the Yisra of eating Dam? So again, says Mar Yisrich, we need it. Kasal Kadai Techamina, we might have thought. How will be in Yana de Karbanos Ksivi? Since it's written together with the halachos of the Karbanos, I would have thought Bizman di Ika Karban Nitzar Chelev Vidam. What do you think that means? At a time when we had Karbanos, that's when there's an Isser of Chelev and Dam. Bizman de Leka Karban Lo. But at times that we don't have Karbanos, there's no Isser of Chelev and Dam. That's why the pasuk is telling me Moshev that there's an Isra of Chelev Adam always. Third one, Moshev the Kosar Achman Gabi Matzah Marar Lamali. Why does it say Moshev by Matzah and Marar? So it says Mari Yisrich. I need it. Salkadai Dechamina. I would have thought Hoil Uksiv Al Matzos Umorim Yochlu Hu. That since the Torah says not just to eat Matzah, not just to eat Marar, Al Matzos Umorim Yochlu Hu, you eat it. With matzah and maror, what's the it? Karban Pesach. So I would think Bizman di Ika Pesach in. When you have a Karban Pesach, that's when you eat matzah and maror. Bizman di Leka Pesach, low. But when there's no Karban Pesach, you don't eat matzah and maror. Come Ashmalan. That's why you guys tell me, no, you always eat matzah and maror, even when there's no Karban Pesach. And last one. Bia de Kosar Rachman Agabe Tfilin U Petar Chamor Lamali. Why does the Torah use the word Bia when it describes Tfilin and Peter Chamor? Those things apply everywhere. Why mention kisavo ala aretz when you're talking about tefillin and when you're talking about peter chamar? What's peter chamar? Allah says you have to redeem the firstborn donkey. Says Gemara, hahumi bayle lechadetanya. We need the word the kisavo ala aretz by tefillin peter chamar for the following teaching. Lechadetanya de Rabbi Shmuel, like the Rabbi Shmuel taught. Asay mitzvah zu shebishvila tikanes la aretz. It's God's way of telling us, do this mitzvah because it's on account of this mitzvah that you're going to be zocha to enter the land of Israel. Apparently, tefillin and peter chamar, strangely, are these mitzvahs in whose merit we go into Eretz Yisrael. So the word kisavo by tefillin and by peter chamar is not telling us when to start doing the mitzvah or where to do the mitzvah. It's telling us that if you want to go into Israel, these are mitzvahs that you really want to hang on to. So main point number three, the Gemara explains why the word Moshev appears by Shabbos, Chela V'dam, and Matzu Marar, and why the word Bia appears by Tefillin and Peter Chamar.